It is Review Extra. It's Neil Atkinson with Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers. And we're going to have a quick look at the two League Cup semi-final games, Carabao Cup semi-final games that happened there midweek. We'll start off with the one on Tuesday because it's just sensible to do so. Newcastle versus Manchester City. I'm touching on a couple of things. And I think the first thing, Sean, that's worth touching on is the games that precede this. Manchester City's game that precedes it is a 10-1 win over Exeter at home. And Newcastle's game that precedes it is a 3-3 humdinger against Bournemouth that goes 120 minutes. And there's lots of bits of Newcastle's initial approach that are probably not Eddie Howe's ideal. But he ends up having to do that because he's got a number of players. I'll sort of list the 120-minute boys that he had. Botman, Chow, Tonali, Barnes and Volta Marda all do 120 minutes for him in the FA Cup game coming into this. And it just feels a little bit like this massively influences the tie in terms of where it ends up. But it obviously also has to massively influence Newcastle's approach.
Yes, 100%. Obviously, the fixtures, the intensity, the players, it's no surprise that you look at Arsenal and Aston Villa and the seasons that they've had. Part of it is literally the physicality. They look really strong, powerful. And especially with Newcastle more than Manchester City, I think that's a trait when Newcastle are at their absolute best, where literally the aggression, the strength, the physicality, the power, the pace, the intensity of everything that they do, especially when they're at St. James's Park, those elements are vital. You and I, you know, we're discussing to what extent maybe was this the be-all and end-all for Eddie Howe and Newcastle, and this season, to what extent, as difficult as this is to say when you're holders, to what extent could they almost do without it a little bit, with the expectations that he's going to have in terms of the league, with Champions League qualification that they're still going to want to nail and sort of move on to the next tier, if you like, in terms of where Newcastle are trying to go on their own journey. So it is really difficult. And I think it's also worth just saying, coming into the game, it's worth thinking of his selection and what he does in that context. Like, do you go first 11 and weaken it, or do you try and spin a few plates through the game and balance it?
Yeah.
And I think you can see from his team selection that that's blatantly what he decides to do, with Barnes and Alanga. The big one that stands out like a sore thumb, of course, in a game like this is Tonali. You could argue Walter Marder as well. And I think in terms of their approaches, it's really interesting, even from a selection point of view.